Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Let's move on now, because some of the most deprived Czech schools in the country, they're calling for a complete overhaul of the scheme because they say they can't meet demands of students. Principals say they're dealing with intergenerational trauma and significant numbers of children who need their help. That's according to a report today by Jess Casey in the Irish Examiner. And for more on this, we're joined by Philip Fitzgerald, who's principal of St. Joseph's Senior National School in Ballymun in Dublin. Philip, you're very welcome to the programme.
How are you? How's things?
Not too bad at all. Thanks a million for joining us. Talk to me about this. When I say that some Czech schools are calling for a complete overhaul of the Czech scheme, is that fair to say based on where you're in Ballymun there?
Well, no, I wouldn't say a complete overhaul. I think there's many aspects of the Czech programme that are working very well, I suppose. Like you look at the homeschool liaison program, you know, the focus on literacy and numeracy, like, you know, they're working very well in a lot of schools. So I suppose we're a band of schools, I suppose, in some of the most marginalised communities in Dublin initially. And I suppose we started this kind of campaign about 6 years ago, initially with Catherine Zappone when she was in government. And it's been going since then. Obviously, there was a bit of a delay in COVID and things like that. But I suppose what we're looking for really is for the communities that we're working in. We're mostly based in Darndale, Coolock, West Halla and Ballymun. And, you know, we just came together and said, look, what we need to do something more, because we were experiencing a lot of children coming to school with kind of very traumatic experiences, very, I suppose very emotionally vulnerable, all these types of things that children come to school. And we said,
You spoke in the article or the article spoke today of intergenerational trauma. What does that look like then when a child comes to school?
Well, I mean, you know, you're coming today, you might have a child who's very withdrawn. You might have a child who's acting out, for attention in a negative way, like with poor behaviour maybe at times. You know, there's all different elements of it. But look, I mean, it's been a regular occurrence really in that, you know, since I've been working in DESH, I suppose, now 20 years. And, it, you know, things haven't changed. And we kind of came together and said, look, what can we do that's different? And we've come up with a few proposals, you know, that we think that we can add to the DESH programme, especially for, I suppose, the communities that we're working in that we feel are, you know, as I say, like intergenerational kind of disadvantaged in a lot of the communities, very marginalised, and say, look, what can we do? What can we do more kind of to help these children?
And because, what can you do more? You know, and the question is, well, why doesn't Czech, the way it's working at the moment, facilitate your needs, Philip, and the needs of the children at those schools? Because that's what Czech is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it does help. It does help. It has helped a lot. But the need is huge. You know, it really is. And we said, look, you know, you're dealing with a lot of children coming to school now with kind of adverse childhood experiences, dealing with trauma from, you know, in their own home maybe, or in the community that they've witnessed maybe, you know, on a regular basis, and say, look, and this is manifesting itself then in the school setting. And we have to say, okay, we need to sit down now and come up with a plan. And like, we've come up with a few ideas, and we're trying to bring these to politicians and bring it to government and say, look, this is what, you know, we feel that we see on a regular basis, and this is, you know, what'll work. And we're talking about kind of nurture rooms in each school, you know, nurture training, CPD around kind of trauma for teachers, how to deal with this type of these children that might present with this type of stuff in the classroom, you know, and addressing all these things. And we found that, like, you know, and I can only speak for my own school, I suppose, and we've set up a kind of nurture classroom, and I suppose a lot of schools around the country are doing this already off their own bat, and it's made a massive difference to the children that kind of are attending it, you know. And we have the data there to back that up as well. And we said, look, well, we need to, you know, we've seen things that work in our schools, in these kind of, you know, schools, I suppose, as I said, on the margins, I suppose, of society, and said, look, this is what work, and this is what we want to, we bring a proposal, you know.
Is it stuff that could be implemented quickly, in your opinion, Philip?
But that can be implemented very quickly. You know, that's the type of stuff, like maybe an extra teacher allocated to these schools that's trained in nurture training and trauma, and, you know, CPD for these schools is easy to do. Yeah. You know, but I mean, the other stuff, like we're also talking about, like, kind of access to multidisciplinary teams, you know, like OT, speech and language, psychology, you know, to speed up the process there for children who need support around that. Because like at the moment, you know, and that's, and I suppose, look, that's across the board here in this country at the moment, the waiting lists and things like that. But look, I mean, we know that there's pilot programs going on in the North Inner City, that where this has been very successful, where the waiting, you know, the schools there and the children there have had access to these supports, yeah, you know, the multidisciplinary
supports. It's amazing, and we've spoken on this program before about Jesh programs and similar programs as well, with the right bit of targeted support at a young age. Kids can really fulfill their potential, and they're looking at, yesterday we were talking about the match, Philip, and they're looking at one of their own, a top star from Ballymun Kickhams, James McCarthy, lifting the Sam McGuire. So look, there's good stories very, very close to your school there that can be shared, and kids can share in that potential. Look, Philip Fitzgerald, you've got people thinking and talking, I think. Principal of St. Joseph's Senior National School in Ballymun. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.